Anyway, Niall, we got a beautiful recording of a bird. There's lots of birds in this recording, but you're going to know the one I'm talking about, okay? You'll be able to distinguish one from all the rest. Have a listen. It was sent in by Ona Kelly, who made this recording in the Phoenix Park recently.
I do. There are quite a few birds in that recording, but what we're listening for there is that very hard, almost machine gun-like rattle, and that is a great spotted woodpecker drumming on a tree.
And we tried our darndest to get a great spotted woodpecker during the dawn chorus a couple of weeks ago to no avail. But at any rate, let's say hello to the sound recordist who captured this wonderful sound. And her name is Ona Kelly. Hello, Ona. How are you?
Hi, Derek. Hi, Niall. How are you?
So tell us all about it. What happened? Where did you get it?
I'm lucky enough to live in the Phoenix Park down towards Farm Lee. So for the last few years, I've been hearing that guy. Well, maybe not specifically him, but he's been very active for the last like 6 to 8 weeks, drumming away, obviously looking for a mate. I've been told by ringers that we have three in this area, but I think I can make out two. But he has gone quiet since Monday, so I don't know if that means he's found a mate.
But you said you live in the Phoenix Park. How come?
Yeah, well, my dad worked in the Phoenix Park in the Ordnance Survey. 40 years next year we moved in here, so I've been spoilt. I have flown the nest myself a couple of times, but I've come back.
I bet you have. What a front garden.
Yeah.
Niall.
The Phoenix Park, a wonderful place for woodpeckers because of all the mature trees there. As it happens, my late grandmother lived in the Phoenix Park for a while. She was a housekeeper of a lady who lived on the race course there. So it's a place that I know well. When I was a child there, there were no woodpeckers, but the great spotted woodpecker started to colonise Ireland roughly about 20 years ago now, and they've been spreading. And that drumming that Ona managed to capture there, that is the male's song. Well, the female does it as well, but at this time of year, it's really mainly the male that's doing it. And as you said, Ona, it seems to have stopped now, and you were speculating maybe that's because it's found a mate. And I'd say that's exactly what's happened. The territories are now fixed, the nesting season's well underway, and it's now time for the woodpeckers to get on with the business of feeding the chicks or incubating the eggs, whatever stage they're at. So they've got their patch. There's no need for them to do so much drumming anymore. So I think you got it recorded for us just in time. Right now, it's really good to have that capture there. And the Phoenix Park, of course, because of all those mature trees there, it's a paradise for woodpeckers. So a great place to find them.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're very lucky. And especially in this area, we seem to have got a lot of special birds like buzzards and long-eared owls and stuff. So it's quite a good spot for all the birds.
When did you first hear the woodpecker?
It might have been about 3 years ago, to be honest. I wasn't sure what I was hearing. And then there's a guy, I think they're from the Irish Midlands ringing group. And they come and they ring during the summer. And I said it to him that I thought I was hearing a woodpecker. And was I out of my mind? And he said, absolutely not. And he showed me a picture from the year before where he'd rung a woodpecker on this site. So it could have been 2020. He was here a lot during COVID. Definitely 4 years, definitely. But it was definitely during COVID because it was quiet enough. But I should have been paying more attention at the time. It's quite impressive. And I'd say I'm pretty sure I could tell two distinct woodpeckers. And then there was one day I pretty much think I could hear one in our kind of compound and then a reply coming from Farm Lee.
It is. In this case, it may well have been two rival males sort of squaring off and, you know, divvying up the patches that they have there. Still, you know, for a bird like that, the Phoenix Park is massive, and even just two or three pairs, that's a very low density. So they still have the pick of the territories within the place. Over time, hopefully, the species will increase in number. And when they increase in number, there's more squabbles over territory, which means more need for drumming. So it's a sound that I predict is going to become more and more prevalent across Ireland. We know from just across the water in Britain and all over continental Europe, this is a very common species. You find it in urban, suburban and rural areas. It's quite happy to come into gardens, to go into parks. Something like the Phoenix Park would be absolutely perfect for them. So that's most likely what Ona heard there. Females do drum as well, as Eric was telling us, but it's kind of a slightly weaker sound, and they tend to do it more at the start of the season. If you hear that sort of prolonged sort of back and forth, you know, call and response kind of thing going on from distant areas, it's usually two males sort of saying, okay, well, you stay there, I'll stay here. This is my territory, that's your territory. And if you don't cross into my territory, all will be well. But it's a threat, of course. So if the bird does cross in and try to take some of that territory, there will be a fight. So that's what they're doing. They're really fighting by drumming on the trees to make the sound, to try and intimidate each other and try to show how strong and how mighty and powerful and intimidating they are. And so that's really what's happening with them there. So yeah, hopefully it's something that will be heard for a lot longer in the Phoenix Park. I know that several years ago, certainly more than 5 years ago, we first started to get records in from the Phoenix Park, actually from the American Ambassador's residence. So I think that may be where they first bred within the park, and since then they have moved into other areas as well. So it looks like there is a small but thriving population of great spotted woodpeckers in the Phoenix Park, and of course that may then act as kind of a repository or a seed source, I suppose, for woodpeckers that may go then into other parts of Dublin, maybe expand into other parks, and who knows, before long we may see them in places like St Stephen's Green. It would be ideal for them, I would think.
Well, I would say now at this stage, Ona, you're one of the few people in Ireland that has actually recorded a great spotted woodpecker.
Annie, every time I there was one, the Friday of the bank holiday weekend, I was working from home and he was drumming incessantly and I could hear him from inside the house. And every time I went out to try and record him, he went silent.
Happened to Eric during the dawn chorus.
That was the first good recording I got.
Well, look, it's fantastic. So thank you very much indeed, Ona. Very much appreciated.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Niall.
So there goes Ona. And if you spot anything unusual, you can send us a recording. Just make a voice note recording on your mobile phone. Send it to Mooney at rte.ie.